72 was last year. 1973 is...
this year.
Okay, and if a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say that he's...
3 years old.
Okay, and if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
a year ago.
Okay, and you might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black...
clouds.
And on a day when the sun was shining and there weren't any clouds, you'd say that it was a...
it was a clear day.
Okay. Any other words?
Well, it's a fine day, or it's very fair, or very clear. Or...
okay. And if the sun's not shining, and it's real cloudy and overcast, you'd say...
dreary.
Huh?
Dreary day.
Okay. And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker, you figure you might have some rain or something in a little while, you say that, that the weather was...
weather was clouding up.
Okay. And if it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away, you'd say...
well, that's clear enough.
Okay. And what do you call a real heavy rain that lasts just a little while?
Probably a storm, thunderstorm.
Okay. Any other names?
Well, cloudburst.
Okay. What if it's lighter than that?
Well, usually it's it might be just a rain, or it might be a drizzle.
What's a drizzle?
A very light rain. Continuous.
Okay, any other?
Well, a mist is a lighter rain yet, but something continues to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, continuous.
Do you ever talk about a shower or a downpour?
Yes. Showers, downpours. Shower is a very common term. I use it a lot myself.
What do you mean by shower?
Well, it just came a little shower. It rained a few minutes, but didn't, and then it quit. Or it came a hard shower, but then it quit, see.
Okay.
You can have light showers and hard showers.
But a shower just lasts a little while?
Short time.
What about, say, all night long the wind...
the wind blew.
Okay. And you say, it was pretty bad last night, but in years past it is...
has blown harder.
Okay. And you say, the wind began to...
blow.
Okay. And if the wind is from this direction, we say it's...
from the west.
Okay. And a wind halfway between south and west, you call it?
Southwest.
Okay. Between south and east?
Southeast.
Okay. And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
Okay. And if you get up in the morning and you can't even see across the street, you say you have a...
a fog.
Okay. And a day like that, you call a...
foggy day.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
drought.
Okay. If the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say that it was...
picking up.
Okay. And just the opposite, you'd say it was... if it had been strong, it was getting weaker and weaker.
Well, the wind's back, slacking off.
Okay. And on a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors, and it's sort of cold, but just comfortable, you know. You say that it's...
brisk.
Okay. And you say, if it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say, last night we had a...
good frost.
Okay. Anything else?
No, it's pretty chilly.
Okay. What about a frost? Is there anything...
killing frost.
What about when it's, the ground completely freezes over? Did you call that a frost?
No, no. Well, that's a hard freeze.
Okay. And you say it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze over.
Okay. You say it had already, what?
Frozen.
Okay. You say, or if it gets much colder, the lake will...
freeze.
Okay. And would you use a different term if... if it was solid, frozen, or if it was just frozen around the edges?
Well, yes, the word solid would probably be used. Mm-hmm. It's frozen over solid, or it was frozen around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
Probably define that.
Would you ever say skimmed or scaled over?
Skim, maybe. Skim ice.
Okay. And the best room in the house that was used for special occasions is called a...
the living room.
Okay. Any old-fashioned... name?
No, the house.
Okay. And talking about rooms and their heights, you'd say this room was about
12 feet high.
Okay.
Is that it? Well, I declare.